I turned to Akon, who gathered me up in his arms and carried me down the stairway, the others following us into the great circular living room. Its beauty took my breath away. Akon stood in the room's center, still holds soft hyphening me in his arms, and I looked up at the perfection of the domed ceiling, painted with the three stars of Alpha Centauri. They shed their life-giving rays throughout the home in a natural lighting emanating from the glowing luminous substance of pearl. I absorbed the beauty of the atmosphere within the home. The color vibrations were particularly strong, with no pale or insipid colors. Everywhere, the bright and glorious colors of the spectrum of nature blended with a deep silky softness that took my breath away. Delicate music played upon strings wafted through the room from the soundboard of the dome above, music of such purity and perfection of composition that its magic thrilled my soul, and my body responded with ecstasy to the vibrations. Gently, Akon set me down, and my silken sand soft hyphen dals sank a little into the firm, soft carpeting. "Music is a universal language," he said. "We feel the vibrations, the harmony of composition. Glorious colors also give out vibrations for our well-being. Plants, as you see them growing in this room, thrive with love, harmony and the vibrations of our music. We live with beauty and comfort. The homes of the people of Meet were not more than three stories high, I learned, but they only lived in the first two floors. The top story was used for the kitchen and storerooms. They preferred to live and sleep close to the ground, it was healthier to do so, and it allowed them to retain the magnetic impulses emanating from the planet. Those impulses were conducted by the circular construction of the homes themselves, and were released within by the molded pearl. Meeton's people had no tensions or aggressive thoughts, which allowed them to retain their health and longevity. Because of the advanced consoft high conditions for living and their way of life, they had no need for a monetary system. The beauty and comforts of life were shared by all inhabitants, resulting in time for the cultivation of the mind and the attainment of a great cultural foundation and background. All knowledge was channeled into constructive work and recreation, the arts and sciences were per soft hyphen sued by all, and produced a greatly advanced and constructive civilization where violence and wars were completely unknown. "Come, my dear," Akon said. We sat down on a low and very calm soft hyphen portable couch whose high back supported my spine and shoulders. Akon lifted my feet and placed them to rest on a soft, high cushion. "We maintain harmonious contact with other races on other planets," he continued, "but close contact or miscegenation is unknown among our race beyond the solar system. This is why only a few from beyond this solar system are chosen for breeding purposes, to infuse new blood into our ancient race. We only select those few whom we know to be reborn from the mother planet, Venus. You, my beloved, have this race memory. Your ancient lineage goes back many thousands of years in Earth time. We have traced your ancestry, and all this was arranged when you were born. You know so much," I said, my mind full of wonder. "Even to the birth of your son. You knew it would not be a daughter? How did you know?" "I took you at the right time," Akon said, "when I detected your vibrasoft hyphensions. This had to be done twice. Making love to you twice was the most beautiful experience, and it was also necessary, because having a boy is a lot more difficult. Male-bearing sperm lasts only a few hours, so I had to be accurate within hours about your time of ovulation. It was the most beautiful experience of all my life," I whispered as I kissed Akon. Claire came into the room bearing a silver tray of refreshments. She brought me a bowl of fruit juice. "Drink it all down," she said. "It has been out in the light of the stars, absorbing the life-giving radiation that filters through our thick atmosphere. I am so happy you and Akon have mated so perfectly, it rarely happens with other planetary beings. Your son will indeed be very special and unusual. Such mating is very important after all these eons of time, as our race has become very inbred despite our methods of scientific breeding. CosmicPeople.com, love will be your bond forever, and your soul belongs here now, although your body still belongs to Earth. When your body dies on Earth, the soul will return here. Your physical body is merely a shell around you to protect the soul of energy. When it falls away, the real you, the divine spark of life, moves on into infinite timelessness in the cycle of evolution. Claire kissed me tenderly, and then continued. The cycle changes again and you become mass again, born into a physical body as you are at present. This process is the cycle of evolution in the soul and mind, and the race memory is retained always within your subconscious. Gradually, you evolve through all the dimensions of time and into eternity, when the body's cells cease to degenerate. Humankind is a part of eternity. We found this great truth when we moved into the far reaches of space beyond the light barrier. We all have eternal life in time, the ever-moving present. Only when balance is achieved do we change vibrations, and then we do indeed find the joy in life forever. I can see in the spectrum of time, my dear, that your soul's transient hold on Earth will soon be broken, and you will join us again here forever. It will not be a long wait. Whereas on Earth, one's heartbeat remains attuned to the lower vibrations of time and a slower pulse rate is recorded, here on Meeting the heartbeat becomes attuned to the higher vibratory rate in time. The timing of your heartbeats will go out of rhythm in an attempt to keep time with the vibratory rate of this planet's time continuum. The herbal juices I have just given you will regulate your heartbeat and prevent any distress. It will allay the effect of our atmosphere on your heart until we have delivered you of Akan's son, so that he may be born on this planet and become attuned to the environment where he belongs. With a flourish of her hand, Claire concluded by saying, "You know and are happy that he may never breathe the harsh atmosphere now imposed by humankind's pollution of Earth's environment." Looking through the long open doors of the living room, I saw the deep sapphire blue of the sea. The waters sparkled in gentle waves that washed onto the white beach, the pulse of their energy propagated by the oscillations of water molecules that moved in rhythmic swells from the far horizon. It was a gentle climate, reflected in tranquil seas. A race is affected by the climate in which it lives. Not here on this planet could the ruthless and prodigious march of storms across land and sea occur, leaving swathes of destruction, chaos, nervous tension and Chernozemsky-Otto changes in magnetic frequency. Spawned by the high winds of an unstable atmospheric pressure, the mighty storms of Earth rule its skies, and people of that planet bow in awe and fright before the onslaught of hostile clouds. Yet these living cells that multiply in the frigid heights, depending on noise and destruction for their progressive march across the face of a planet, can be tamed. Bereft of their destructive power, they can become gentle, and provide the soft rain so necessary for the life of a planet. People of Earth live in a world of chaos and destruction. These are the height of their understanding, and hydrogen bombs are the limit of their power. The unstable conditions existing there cause low pressure waves to trigger off faults within the crust of the planet, and the resulting devastation from earthquakes and the heaving seas is a clear indication of the extent to which the Earth's surface breathes the sky. I can control the electrical rhythm of your heart for a limited period, which will amount to 4 months of your Earth time. On Meeting, the balanced radiation of her primary star mingle with the tremendously beneficial radiation from the great binary stars. This planet is enfolded within the enormous corona of her triple system, and the collisions of radiation from the three balanced sources creates a far deeper ionosphere surrounding the planet. This shield is formed when a planet is within the temperature range of stars, which is necessary to create these conditions. Magnetic seas encircle a planet and protect the lower atmospheric envelope, and life as we know it exists on the land, in the air and in the waters. In the higher atmosphere, beautiful clouds shimmer and shine. The lower nacreous clouds, composed of ice crystals, shine with a mother-of-pearl iridescence. The higher noctilucent clouds, composed of cosmic dust, shine and reflect a silvery white radiance. From space, Meeting looks very bright from the reflection of star radiation from these high clouds. It looks much like Venus does from space in Earth's system. The peace and silence of the atmosphere blew into the room, bring soft hyphening the fragrance of the land and the tang of the sea, and I long to go out into the clear, fresh day. Come, said Akon, taking my hand. We shall go to the hilltop. Refreshment for the soul is vital for you, my dear. We walked quietly through the lush green grass of the hillside to the gently rounded top, and sat down in the fragrant grass and flowers beneath the lovely tree. It was a tree of vast height, reaching straight and tall into the deep blue of the sky. Its graceful branches bore shiny, dark green leaves and swept out in a symmetry of curved strength from the rose-red bark of the trunk. A gentle breeze from across the sapphire sea fanned my cheeks. With it came the elusive and exotic fragrance of this sea that I had known in the spaceship, as well as many years before on Earth when it came to me as I lay near death in Groot Schuur Hospital in faraway Cape Town, the fragrance that had revived me, giving to me the breath of life again as this glorious scene unfolded about me. Here it was in all its lovely reality, giving me a new lease on life to fulfill my destiny here. How long will I be allowed to remain here with you on this lovely planet? Will it be possible to stay even a little while? I feel reborn and rejuvenated, as if my life is now really just beginning. I threw my head back and looked up into the eternal depths of sapphire blue as the fragrant breeze swept up the slope from far across the sea. My beloved, I want you to remain with me forever, but this is not possible at present. Your physical body will be unable to acclimate to the higher vibratory rate within our atmosphere that the radiation from our three stars causes. These will affect the rhythm of your heart. Your heart has an electrical timing device that is attuned to the star of your system, the Sun, as we here on this planet are attuned to the frequency of our star's resonating vibrations. I can control the electrical rhythm of your heart for a limited period, which will amount to 4 months of your Earth time. I intend to keep you with me for this period not only for my sake, but for the sake of our Sun, who will need his mother's close presence, and for your sake too. You will need the close presence of your child and your mate. This is natural and necessary in life. The absence of this creates psychological trouble and illness that has a lasting effect on children, hence all the throat and tonsil illnesses of children on Earth. They are breathing a polluted atmosphere and are left alone far too much by their parents, which results in fear and lack of security, as well as nervous tension and insufficient sleep and rest. So the body gets out of rhythm, and illness results from the lack of love, constant close proximity, harmony and quiet. The people of Earth are poisoned and sick as a result of their way of life. My beloved, how simply wonderful! I said with joy as I hugged and kissed Akon. Now I can really live and enjoy every moment of my life here. It's going to be the most wonderful 4 months of my life. It will give me the strength to carry out my destiny in the future, and to go back to Earth with hope and love for all things in my heart. Your heart, though, dearest, will never recover. It will always go out of rhythm now, even back on Earth, where the solar wind or flares will affect it badly at peak periods of the sunspot cycles. Oh! But how worthwhile it all is! I cried to the wide open skies as I flung my arms wide to the universe. To love you and have your son, and to live with you for 4 months. Any sacrifice is worth all this. Yet it is no such thing as a sacrifice, I continued, filled with awe and wonder. That only applies to human ideas. This is life, real life, and my life. Oh, how happy I am! Nothing and nobody can ever take all this away from me. It is my life and will live with me forever, to give me strength and a reason for being, why I am I, so that I could experience all this wonder and beauty, and to give me a reason for living at this cycle in time. It was all meant to be, and nothing can change this. It is the inexorable law of the universe. And the universe will take care of you, my dear, Akon said, gently putting his arms about me to lift me from the emerald sward. As you think and live, so the universe will respond. humankind can live as long as his brain cells are regenerated by the true balance of the life-giving radiation from the center of all life. The beautiful, tumbling country rolled on up to great mountains topped with glowing rose-red rock faces, the grassy slopes dotted with golden trees. Clear, sparkling rivers glistened in the star-drenched atmosphere, cascading their way to the sea. Exotic flowers in brilliant colors grew everywhere, and masses of lilies flowered like a carpet in the woods, where nature rules in an abundance of luxuriant flora. Fish and mammals abound in the seas, lakes and rivers on Meeton. There are no large flesh-eating creatures such as sharks, nor other carnivorous creatures on the land. The land creatures are herbivorous and live on the lush green vegetation. Overstocking is solved by removing surplus creatures to other planets, where similar conditions prevail, so that no destruction of life occurs. The cattle are a select few, scientifically bred for milk. They have no horns at all and are pure white. Very gentle and friendly, with large soft eyes, they love to lie in the waters of the lakes. There is always a clean, fresh smell about them, and they are never herded into buildings of any kind. They are milked out in the open fields, they come when they are called. Their milk is high in protein and essential minerals, and it has a delicious flavor. White horses pranced and gambolled over the emerald grasslands, full of fire and spirit but gentle and loving. Trained to respond to thought, they came trotting up to us and gently nuzzled for tidbits. I caught my breath at their beauty. Here were the true equines, the fabled creatures of the heavens that drew the golden chariot of Helios across the aura of the stars. It was they who spawned the Arabians, with their delicate heads and breadth of brow between large gentle eyes, the classic curve lending grace to breadth of nostrils, and with rounded pure white bodies shaped in perfection of bone. Bred in the cradle winds of heaven, the mark of their lineage is cast in a gentler mold. They are like their human friends, who also spawned a race of people on earth and whose mark of lineage is also cast in a gentler mold, capturing the texture of the clouds from heaven's purity. Fascinated, I watched their graceful movements on the slope of the hill as they cantered down to the stream below. The birds were the most beautiful I had ever seen. Brilliantly colored, they abounded throughout the lovely land, singing the magic carols of birdsong in the higher octaves of sound. Perfectly tame, they flew down from the skies or the trees to settle with a flutter of importance on your outstretched hand or shoulders. With an abundance of natural food and water, they came for love and affection as they had been encouraged to do by this civilization down through the centuries. They regarded me with friendly unwinking eyes, heads cocked to one side, and burst into trills of enchanting song, liquid and clear, accepting me as a part of the scene as they fluttered and hopped over the grass. Sighing with relaxed contentment, I lay back on the thick couch of soft grass. Great golden bees hummed and droned among the flowers, and they lulled me to sleep. Akin let me sleep on, and he was still sitting beside me when I awakened. Looking up through the branches to the deep blue beyond, I watched a silver ship move across the sky. How beautiful! I murmured. Real peace, with the soothing rhythm of nature. Akin smoothed my hair back as he leaned onto his elbow with his face close to mine. Our way of life is very simple, a serene and direct approach to all things in life. Truth cannot be hidden, and there is no subterfuge in our attitude of mind. We have no politics, and thus there is peace and harmony in all things controlled by our civilization. Like the birds, we like to relax and sing at times. Akin then lifted his head to the heavens and sang a haunting melody in a rich, deep, glorious tenor. Stirred by the beauty and romance of his voice, my eyes filled with tears of emotion. How wonderful life is when one forges a bond that transcends all other needs. An affinity and simper-soft-thy so perfect that one becomes a barometer to the thoughts and actions of the loved one. My voice will always sing to you, singing in the distance from another place, For we are as truly in the universe and in the skies as any of the other bright spheres we see beyond our systems. Beyond Alpha Centauri are many other bright orbs where other citizens of the universe have their being, and they sing forever to the music of the stars. The everlasting beauty of our love sings out in harmony with the celestial glockenspiels that resonate through the fathomless reaches of space. Our song will fortify the many windows of your soul, and there will be no sad soft-ness left, but only happiness in our eternal unity. We all have to play our part in the shaping and evolution of human soft-kind in the cosmos. You, my dear, will need to have courage, to be brave and go back to Earth to do what you have to do. Back on Earth, your heart will not revert to the slower time beat. Your pulse rate will not remain attuned to the lower vibrations as it was in the past. Your emma soft hyphen cyan into our time continuum has altered all that. It is possible to gradually soft hyphen acclimatize oneself to a higher vibration merely by diet and breathing exercises. This, of course, takes time and concentration in the natural way, as we have already prepared your heart to cope with our space-time continuum. When I take you back to Earth, though, you will have to live on a drug to regulate the rhythm of your heartbeat. I impressed the scene in my mind. I would need it for all the time to come, a source of strength for the future back on Earth, a fountain from whence my courage could be replenished during the long years ahead back on a hostile planet. The high vibratory rate within this atmosphere was affecting my heart, and I felt my pulse with alarm. The arrhythmia remained ominously high. Akin massaged the left side of my chest, under my breast, with firm, gentle pressure. He gave me an herbal tablet to swell soft-low, and I felt better. We have always maintained the delicate balance of radiations between the living brains of mammals and the living stars of their cis soft-thems, Akin said. Humankind can live as long as their brain cells are regenerated by the true balance of the life-giving radiation from the star of their system, which is the center of all life. In this way, they are able to tune in and tap the vast power and influence emanating from the nucleus of the galaxy, the everlasting life force of the universe, a prodigious intel soft-ligance of light waves, continually transmitted from the depths of space. Humans, with their large brains, are able to contact and retain from this vast reservoir the knowledge, wisdom, intelligence and longevity that are the hallmarks of a spiritually advanced race. The human brain emits radio waves to connect with the radio waves emanating from the home star. If a star is a variable, like the sun, the radiation bombards the plan soft-ets unsteadily and the brain cells of living creatures degenerate. This is the cause of the aging process, and these creatures become aggressive and prey upon each other. They age rapidly, because the vital brain cells are affected and begin to decay. How different would the story of Earth become, if the people of that beautiful living sphere could change their attitude of mind, for an attitude of mind is a product of environment, and climatic changes can be induced and controlled. We are not overpopulated. We have a method of birth control that uses a simple plant that grows in the woods here. This herb is added to the diets of men and women as needed, and the effects are temporary. In fact, the herb has great health properties and is a beneficial addition to the diet. We do not believe in overcrowding or haphazard population growth, which are very retarding to mental expansion and health. Just as people of Earth moved out to other countries across their seas, so we move out to other planets within the galaxy. In this way, we retain a balance of population. Vibrations are most intense within Earth's atmosphere, and the minds of all living creatures and the sensitivity of plants are attuned to these vibrations. Because of the widespread swarm of humanity crowd soft-hyphening the landmasses and cities of the planet, these vibrations are harsh and out of harmony. Such discord is most intense in the lower octaves, and resonance is most damaging to the delicate cells of the brain. This represents a major hazard to the mental health of millions of your people, and it is rapidly building up in the lower atmosphere. supersonic vibrosoft hyphenations of high-speed aircraft press on their brains, and although they are unheard by the ears, the danger increases in the resonance of inaudible higher octaves. Well, there is none of that sort of thing here, so I want to forget all about the behavior of people on that planet. I have you and my son here with me now. Akon kissed me long and tenderly. A great white seabird settled beside us, ruffling snowy feathers and regarding us with bright golden eyes, head aslant as it gracefully folded its vast wings into place. I stroked its head gently and gave it a piece of oat bread out of Akon's pouch. The bird fastidiously pecked it up with a deli soft hyphenate air of grace and then waddled off through the grass, quietly chirping to itself in contentment. How lovely for the birds! There were no extremes of winter cold and summer heat, and no destructive storms to batter their feather-light bodies about the sky. The seasons were gentle and temperate, controlled by the scientific methods of a great and wonderful people who remained quietly within their own domain of peace, a utopia that really existed. Therefore, they did not wish to make contact with outside civilizations that could destroy their gentle way of life. Experiencing the mode of life soft hyphening conducted by civilizations on Earth, I understood fully why Akon's civilization kept its distance and refused to have any contact with the governments of that planet. "Here come the horses," Akon said. "Forget about the barbarians. They will never reach our system here. We moved out of the Sun's system because of them. They're already probing onto Venus and Mars and transmitting radio signals in an attempt to communicate with us. This is a highly dangerous exercise for them, making their position known within the galaxy. There are other beings out there, ruthless and highly advanced in their science and technology, who may decide to decipher these signals and follow up the invitation in order to colonize Earth, instead of making friendly advances as Earth scientists hope. We have no intention of being involved in all that." "Of course," I replied. "Your civilization would be destroyed if you did." We watched a beautiful craft, glinting and flashing in the golden ray soft hyphen ants from the three stars, skim over the top of the sea and then rise up toward the hilltop. Floating in the sparkling air, it looked ethereal as it stopped and hovered over us. It dipped down in greeting, and then flashed away again. We waved back to the people inside, and the horses nuzzled around us for oat bread. Akon lifted me onto the back of the mare that stood quietly beside me. Her back was soft and comfortable and I buried my hands into her snowy, silken mane and gripped her warm sides with my knees. Akon vaulted onto the back of a glorious creature who had neighed and trot soft hyphen teared up to him. We moved down the hill, across the stream, heading toward the mountains. There were no such things as bridles and saddles, the horses responded to thought and voice. The fleet-footed creature seemed to skim over the soft sward with a very comfortable and graceful pace, jumping the smaller streams and hedges in their stride. We soon reached the foothills and the horses slowed, ambling and pacing up the slopes with a swinging motion that was quite natural and untiring for them. It was second nature for me to be on the back of a horse. All my life I had used their four legs instead of my own, as I had ridden horses since the age of one. We reached the sheer cliff faces of Rose Red Rock just as the clouds cleared away, and Akon lifted me off the mare's soft and broad back. The horses went to drink from a crystal clear stream that bubbled over smooth stones. On the bank we found a picnic tray that had been left there by Haben as he hovered over the stream in his small circular craft. He was always so thoughtful and kind, and we discovered a delicious repast pre-soft hyphen paired by Plough's gentle hands. While resting in a lovely dell with a vast and glorious view of land and sea, a small piece of rose rock dropped from the cliff face above and rolled against my sandaled foot. Picking it up, I held it in my hand, a piece of a beloved meat, weathered and nurtured in the rock face, more precious to me than the most precious stones of planet Earth. "It is for you," Akon said softly as he looked up at the rock face. "A piece of your own world, to have and to hold always, a talisman, to give you strength when you are far away. Even this planet knows you belong here, my beloved. I placed the glowing fragment of rock in the pouch with the oat bread, covering it with soft green moss from the stream bank, and then I saw the maidenhair fern. Oh! I exclaimed. Of course you may, Akin said, answering my thought. Very gently, he gathered up the fern with its roots and placed it in the pouch.